And I'm joined on the line by Christopher William Shankly. Caroline, good morning to you, Christopher.
Good morning, Debbie.
You're very welcome to Near FM. We're going to talk a little bit about this morning about the new Shankly Hotel, which has just opened there for the past 14 weeks, am I right?
That is correct, yeah.
Now, as you probably know, a lot of Irish people are really big supporters of Liverpool football, but we know it's not all about the football in the hotel. It's for everybody, but not just football fans, but we know big fans here in Dublin and a lot of supporters follow Liverpool. So this is a new hotel, and it's kind of an insight into the life of one of, I suppose, the greatest football managers of all times, Bill Shankly. Will you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, so obviously as the grandson, I've had the idea for a number of years, really. You know, and there's a number of reasons sort of sit behind sort of why we wanted to do it as the family. You know, the first one being that, you know, as you've already alluded to, you know, he's got an unbelievable legacy, which, you know, is worldwide, really. And, you know, the amount of stories the fans have got about him and the impact that he had on their lives as well. And obviously the successes he achieved, you know, as a player and a manager, you know, we really wanted to make sure that, you know, that legacy, you know, is continually celebrated, and that, you know, future generations the fans as well get the chance to sort of hear about him and you know, and what he stood for and what he achieved. So, you know, we thought that, you know, a hotel in, you know, in Liverpool, which is obviously one of the most visited cities in the country, you know, and, you know, we all know the volume of fans that come into the city, you know, every week for the mm-hmm. football as well. You know, it seemed to sort of be, you know, a great idea to sort of create a hotel in his name, which would sort of give, you know, these fans somewhere to go and give people a place to go to sort of learn about him, learn about his successes, you know, what he stood for, and really kind of cement that legacy.
So a lot of football fans would remember Bill for one of the greatest football managers, but he was also just a very just working class man.
He was, yeah, and, you know, and that's one of the things that we're really, really trying to get across. You know, I think there's an expectation with the hotel. You know, obviously he's you know, usually linked with Liverpool Football Club as soon as you mention him, and obviously rightly so. You know, that was where he had all of his success as a manager and things. But, you know, when you come to the hotel, you know, you'll see that straight away. You know, it's not a Liverpool Football Club hotel. It's about him as a man and him as a person. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, at the start of the project that we were really clear on is that we wanted to celebrate, you know, what he stood for as a man, and his kind of, you know, he was known for being, you know, a really, really kind of big socialist and having that socialist ethos. So, you know, straight away we said the look and feel of the hotel was to be about sort of celebrating that and celebrating him as a man and what he stood for, rather than it to sort of be, you know, a Liverpool Football Club hotel, because it was really important for us that, you know, we sort of made it desirable, you know, to more than just sort of Liverpool fans. Mm. So obviously if you're a Liverpool fan and you come to stay here, it's fantastic. You get to see all this unbelievable memorabilia that we've got on display, and obviously see about, you know, Shankly and things. But equally, if you're a fan of other clubs as well, you know, there's something here for everybody, because, you know, he was renowned for his relationships with other clubs and other players and other managers as well. And we really wanted to make sure we celebrated that as well. So there's something for everyone in that respect. But equally, you know, if you're not even a football fan, you're just somebody who wants to come and stay, you know, in a fantastic hotel in the city, then, you know, there's something for you here as well, you know, because the rooms are absolutely fabulous, you know, and the look and feel of the place sort of cases, you know, for everyone and every demographic, really.
It does. It looks fabulous. I mean, if you look up Shankly Hotel in Liverpool, you'll see there's a gallery of the rooms, and they look absolutely gorgeous. And as I said, even if you're not a football fan, it's a lovely place to stay. But for the football fans, there's private memorabilia, as I said. Is that just in the reception, or does it go into the rooms themselves as well?
Yeah, so the memorabilia basically runs through the reception area and the restaurant that we've got here as well, so that it's accessible sort of, you know, for anybody. You know, we sort of didn't want to go down the route of putting it into rooms and things, because it's not accessible for everybody then, kind of thing, you know, and we wanted to really make sure, again, in keeping with that kind of, you know, Shankly ethos, that, you know, it's for everybody sort of thing. So it runs through the reception area and right through our restaurants as well. and people can just come into the hotel reception, come into the restaurants, and, you know, and browse at their leisure. And, you know, there's as well as myself, there's other members of the family who are working here. And if people want, you know, to chat to us about it, if, you know, even if people want a tour of the memorabilia, you know, we're more than happy to do that. You know, I took sort of 30 people round only last week, you know, round each item and talked them through it and things. So, you know, it's completely accessible for anybody who kind of wants to come in and see it.
Exactly. I was having a chat with some people who are big Liverpool fans, and they were delighted with this, you know, where they can go and see memorabilia. And Bill Shankly, I mean, he was probably one of the best known managers, Bill Shankly. And there's also a memorial wall. It's like a tribute to the 96 fans who lost their lives in the Hillsborough.
There is, yeah. So when we were building the hotel, you know, we met with the Hillsborough Family Support Group, and with Margaret Aspinall, who's the chair of that, and obviously spoke to her about, you know, what our ideas were and what we were thinking about doing, because, you know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, they were fully consulted on it as the families. And she was delighted with the idea of, you know, of us honouring them, basically. So we did what we did, and then she came back in when we opened the hotel and was, you know, absolutely delighted with the result. And since then, we've had a number of the families come in to see us to kind of, you know, look at the wall and obviously to pay their respects and things. So, you know, and we're also doing a dinner with some of the families in a couple of weeks' time as well. So that's been hugely well received by the families, but also by fans in general who've been coming in to take photos and pay the respects as well.
It's a nice tribute to them, and it's hard to believe it is. That happened in 1989, and people don't know, like, there was 96 people who lost their lives in the Hillsborough disaster. Also, I noticed you have a collection of letters from fans as well.
We do, yeah. So when he retired in 1974, there was quite an outpouring of grief, really, from a lot of Liverpool fans and football fans, basically. And obviously a lot of them took the time to put their thoughts on paper and obviously send them direct to me granddad. And we found, you know, thousands, literally, of letters which were stored away from fans. And, you know, again, we thought it'd be a nice touch to sort of get these displayed in the hotel, so that, you know, you never know, you know, one of the people who actually penned one of the letters might come in and obviously see their letter all these years later on display. But also, you know, it's just nice for sort of new fans and things to kind of see the impact that he had on people, you know, and that, you know, and the way that that's been conveyed in letters that have gone to him.
Brilliant. And Christopher, as I mentioned earlier to you, like, Liverpool must be the nearest city to Dublin. I mean, it's 28 minutes on a plane, quicker than going into the city centre from where we are at the moment. And for the flights can be very cheap. I mean, you can get them from £9.99. So if you are a fan of Liverpool, it's you know, something that you could go along to see a match and probably stay in the hotel. But even if you're not a fan, I mean, the rooms are spacious, they're lovely, and you know, it's a nice thing to see. Is it right in the city centre?
It is, yeah. So, you know, we couldn't be, you know, in a better location. You know, we're 5 minutes from Lime Street Station, you know, the main train station in the city centre. You know, we're right on the back of the main bus station in the city as well. You know, so transport-wise and infrastructure-wise, you know, it's perfect. And like you say, in terms of rooms, you know, we can cater for anybody. You know, there's a realisation from us that, you know, with football fans who might travel in groups, you know, they might all want to stay in more sort of apartment-orientated accommodation. So the rooms here can sleep between 2 and 10 people, if needs be. You know, some of them have got kitchenette areas as well. But, you know, the hotel's flexible enough to cater for the fact that, you know, maybe during the week or during the closed season when we're not looking at the football market, you know, we can accommodate others in terms of, you know, couples who are coming to celebrate anniversaries or birthdays or something like that, you know, and we can get, you know, people in double rooms as well. So it's designed to be flexible, you know, to make sure that, you know, as I said earlier on, it accommodates, you know, for every need, really.
Great. And as I said, Liverpool is known either for the football or for the Beatles. And we have a Beatles hotel, the Hard Day's Night Hotel, another lovely hotel in Liverpool. And I mean, there's great history in Liverpool, great sights to see. So, I mean, 28 minutes in a plane, you know, you should be over there, get your cheap flights. But listen there, Christopher, thanks for talking to us today, and hope you do well with the hotel. I said it's open, what, 14 weeks, 15 weeks maybe at this stage, and I hope everything goes well for you. So far, so good anyway, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I say, you know, and we've just actually only at the tail end of last week officially gone in at number one in Liverpool with TripAdvisor as well, so we're officially the number one ranked hotel in the entire city at the moment. And I say, you know, that's, you know, after we've been open 14 weeks as well, so, you know, it's an outstanding achievement, obviously, all the team and the staff here, you know, to get us there. And it shows, obviously, what we offer as a hotel, you know, for people to have reviewed us the way they have done and to have got us to number one as quick as we have. So, you know, fantastic achievement, something we're really, really proud of.
Well, fair play to you, and fair play for coming up with the idea. And as I said, you know, football fans will be really interested. But apart from that, you accommodate for everybody, not just the football fans. It looks an absolutely gorgeous hotel. Listen, Christopher, thanks for talking to us, and good luck with the hotel.